Hey guys, it's Grace coming at you live from the multiverse. I am going to start this podcast off with a little snippet from somebody that I've been following for a while. Some of you might know him. It's Phil Good, or at Phil Good Life on Instagram. The title of this video is Why the Universe Takes Things Away from You. And he published this today, Tuesday, October 11th.
Most of the time, not always, but most of the time, the universe removes people out of your life. Lovers, friends, you might even have problems with family members. Or the universe might stop you from manifesting a certain thing because you're still trying to control the outcome. You're still trying to control the person, or you're still trying to control the situation. Planet Earth is synonymous with planet letting go. I think the new name for planet Earth should be planet letting go, because we are here to learn how to relinquish our control and to surrender our old ways, right? Most of the time when we control people or we try to manipulate outcomes, it comes from past trauma or past experiences that make us feel unsafe in the world. And then we subsequently try to control everything around us so that we can feel safe. But basically, the universe is going to remove people out of your life when you try to impose your ways on them, when you tell them what to do. Oh, you should do this, you should do that. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you? When you have all these unreasonable expectations, you with me? The second that you start to control someone, you will feel it in your body. You will almost go, uh-oh, I think I just contaminated the waters of that relationship. If you catch yourself in time and you flip it and reverse it, you're good. But a lot of times what people do, husbands, wives, they nag each other over and over and over and over again. That's why most marriages end up in divorce, because they don't have respect for each other as individuals. So what ends up happening is they infect that relationship and they dig a hole for themselves that's so deep. And they never made corrections, they never apologized, they never were aware enough to stop doing that, that they're not able to crawl out of that hole, which is why that relationship ends up in a breakup or a divorce. This doesn't only apply to relationships, by the way. It could be what you're trying to manifest in your life. If you're too insistent, okay, if you keep harping on the same old things, the universe knows that you've lost sight of why you're really here on this planet. You are here to let go, because you know nothing, okay? You know nothing. The second that you think you know, then the universe is gonna confiscate the thing that you were after. It could be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, the thing that you were trying to manifest, so that you can bring yourself back into your center and remind yourself you are here to evolve and grow as a soul. Nothing else matters. And when you control people, you're not coming from an evolved place. You're coming from a place of, I need you to do this so I can feel safe. That's not fair. That's you having all these demands. And who are you to have those demands? You have to respect the people in your life. Never take anything for granted. Okay, a lot of times we can be having a meal and we don't realize, man, it's such a blessing that I can eat right now. And the whole time we're having the meal, we're thinking about this other thing that we want. That's not being present. When you practice presence, okay, then you bridge the gap to your higher self. You bridge the gap to that future version of yourself that is working with you now, that wants you to bridge the gap so that you can become that future self now. Okay? You notice how you're never satisfied, or how you're never happy, how it just doesn't change overnight? That's because you're not learning the lesson. The lesson is always available to you now. You just have to take heed. You have to be clued into the fact that the universe is always working with you to get you to upgrade into a higher version of yourself. But if you overlook these lessons, okay, if you ignore all the signs, even people's body language when you tell them what to do, if you ignore that, you're going to end up alone. You will, without anything. Because you pushed everyone away thinking that they owed you something. No one owes you anything. You owe yourself the gift of discovering who you are by releasing your control, okay? By surrendering to the greater picture that you have no clue about. You have no clue what's coming. You might have an idea, right? But where you fail, where you flunk the test, is you go out and you control people to try to make that happen. It's not going to happen outside of you. It's going to happen from within you, right? You might feel like, ah, oh, I know I'm meant to be a mom in this life, right? But then the boyfriend you're dating doesn't want a kid and you keep trying to force him to have one. You being a mom is real. You controlling the guy isn't real. You're shooting yourself in the foot when you do that. Okay, so you have to either accept this person doesn't want what I want. So I'm either going to let them go or I'm going to accept them as they are. I'm not going to take them for granted. Okay, I'm going to appreciate the relationship for what it is and flow with it and learn from it and grow as an individual. So the second that you control things, you're in trouble. Because the universe is going to see that. It's then going to take away the partner, whoever. And then you have nothing to say. What are you going to say? You know you controlled it. You know you imposed your ways on those things. You know you were trying to control the outcome. That's what happens. The universe doesn't care about George. Doesn't care about Stephanie. It doesn't care about who you think you want to end up with. It doesn't even care about what you think you want to manifest. It doesn't, because you have a tiny little mind. You have no clue. I have no clue, right? It's about aligning with the universe by relinquishing our old ways, surrendering your control, and that's when you start to harmonize with the universe, and the universe gives you more because you don't take it for granted. I love you. Good morning.
So I know that that was like a lot of information packed into one little clip. So I wanted to kind of expand at least my perspective working with this energy in my own life and with my clients. So letting go and surrendering to the universe's divine plan versus our plan is definitely an art. It's not something that you just click with unless you happen to be raised with absolutely no programming. So we have to look at it from a different lens of like our instant gratification and wanting things right now, how we want them perfectly turnkey and ready to go. So when we're looking at it from a lens of self-growth and self-mastery, this is what we're moving towards. This is what we are retraining and rewiring our brains for. And Phil mentioned that when we try to take control of somebody or impose our will over theirs, we would feel that in our body. And I just wanted to speak a little bit more about that. Our bodies are so intelligent. We feel things in our bodies before we even consciously or mentally understand what's happening. So when we either intentionally or unintentionally usurp somebody else's control in the name of us having control, that's going to feel the same, whether intentional or unintentional in the body. You will notice that as almost like a jolt of energy or power energetically. You will feel that. A lot of times it comes in the solar plexus area. So in the pit of your stomach, you would be able to feel that. So it's important to understand why that's not okay. So from an ethical standpoint, it's never okay to siphon somebody else's energy. If we're coming from a path of light, you may or may not agree with that. If you disagree, that's okay. I'm not really here to expand further on that point of why it might be okay. I don't see it as ever being okay. And that's just my own code of ethics and morals and where I stand on my path. So basically, when you're usurping control over somebody, you took away their opportunity for free will to make their own decision. And building relationships on these kind of foundations is very unsustainable. You need to both come into it with equal say and equal space to speak your own truth. and about your feelings as they may come around. And then again, I wanted to touch on what Phil said about harping on people, because sometimes that is the slow motion version of taking somebody else's power and control from them. So when you're harping on somebody, it's like slowly breaking them down over time to come to your perspective or your point of view. And I feel that it's okay to communicate your point of view and your place of feeling about issues. That isn't really the problem. It's more so that harping aspect, nagging somebody, trying to pull them to your side, especially if they're holding resistance on this topic. It's very important that they are allowed to come to that opinion or not on their own. Regardless if you know in your heart that you are right, it's you negate your righteousness by imposing that on somebody else. Also, when you're harping on the same thing over and over and over, and this person is not listening or not understanding, and maybe it's something that's a little more urgent or severe, to come to some kind of peaceful resolution on a certain issue, it's important that we don't further nag somebody into that. If there is something that important that you would want to harp on it, it's best to say what you need to say, put it all on the table, and the other person or people can either begin to understand and work on it or not. In the case of they are not, take that as a blessing and a gift from the universe that you don't have to waste so much of your time and energy trying to get somebody to see your side of things. We are not here to convert all these people into our way of thinking or our particular lifestyle. That is not what we're here to do. And that is such an egregious waste of energy and life force that if you knew how it affected you, you wouldn't want to be doing that. And when you are taking the path of harping over and over, you are basically telling the universe, it is okay to keep calling this into my experience because you keep expending your energy on this. So I really wanted to get a little deeper into that and kind of explain the energy behind how this works from more of like a law of attraction perspective. So we definitely don't want to harp. We don't want the universe to think that that is what we want for our experience. Also, when we are taking the role of the harper or the nagger, the manipulator, passively or aggressively, what you are doing is contributing to this triangle of disempowerment. So to kind of explain about the triangle of disempowerment, this is playing any of the following roles. So you could either be the perpetrator, the person who is trying to force somebody to bend to their will or otherwise. Another side of the triangle is the victim. So if you are continually being placed in these situations where you become a victim to somebody else subjugating your free will, you are also enabling, as well as the other person, you are both becoming enablers in this triangle. The enabler doesn't necessarily have to be the perpetrator or the victim. The enabler could also be a third-party person that's contributing to this triangle as well. And so when we're in that triangle of disempowerment as the perpetrator, victim, or enabler, you and anybody in this situation is not contributing to a positive outcome or a peaceful resolution. So it's important once you start to see those signs of this triangle of disempowerment that you take responsibility and accountability and end it as soon as possible. This is not a healthy situation, energetically, emotionally, and even physically, to be associated with these energies. So it's very important that you can distance yourself from this as soon as possible. Living in those lower states of consciousness where we have codependence, victimhood, just these negative thought processes and emotions, beliefs, etc. This is not where we are moving to as a humanity. So for us as light workers, guides, way showers, all of these things, we have to be able to rise above this, because we are the people who are helping others into this new era. If you know, you know. I'm not going to go too much further into that on this particular episode, but just to kind of give some background on the energy of what Phil is talking about. So when we are talking about presence and being in the moment, this is where we want to be. We want to be in our heart space and with gratitude and reframing our mind to see the blessing in even the most tough of lessons. Even like in my own personal experience right now, I recently was diagnosed with a tooth infection. It was actually pretty bad physically. The infection had started to spread upwards towards my brain, and I actually almost died from this. Luckily, I'm so grateful I was able to get in and get treated before it progressed. I'm feeling much better now, but it, even though I could sit back and look at it as this really bad setback and dwell on it and beat myself up for not taking better care of myself or blaming other situations for where I ended up inevitably, that is not what's important. What's important is, to me, one, I was able to get it treated, and I know now going forward what the issue is and how to prevent that from happening again. Secondly, it's so important to have that presence and being grateful that my body is an intelligent enough thing to be able to catch these things and warn me, and also to heal. Very amazing. And then the gratitude aspect of not taking things for granted anymore, as far as eating comfortably without pain, being able to eat whatever I want. Because of this issue, there are some things I've had to cut out of my diet, even though at first it was kind of crappy for me as a feeling. Now that I'm away from it and I've kind of went through my withdrawal phase, especially with sugar, I'm feeling like so much better, so much more clear. And I just feel like I've hit another level of growth that I didn't even know was possible. It wasn't something on my radar. So not only am I grateful for the comfortability now in which I can consume food and drink, I'm also grateful to have the choice to choose healthier for myself and my posterity. And then to hit on that again with presence, presence is the best way to be mentally. When we can be in the here and now and start to integrate our healing and our new thought patterns that are healthier for ourselves, this is all very good stuff. When we are not in the present, we are either in the past, which can manifest feelings of depression. You are like revisiting all of this trauma that is not necessary for your growth where you are now. And you can be dwelling in the past. If you're not in the past, then you're in the future. And a lot of people, when they think about the future, they are worried or anxious about everything unknown that's coming up. So in order to mitigate all of that, we can just skirt around all of that and go to presence. And then we don't have to live in those states of being that are not empowering us and putting us where we want to be. And again, it's very important not to impose. We don't want to impose things. We don't want to chase it or force it. We want to attract it organically and naturally and in a way that feels right and good for us. And like Phil said, the universe doesn't care about this wish that you're making or what you're trying to manifest. The universe cares about being in alignment and having that pure vibration and pure signal to say, yes, I'm calling this into my experience. Yes, this is what I want. All of these things. So just keeping all of that in mind, I thought that this was a really good, thoughtful piece from Phil. And I'm very happy that I came across this today. It just hit extra hard. So I hope that some of y'all got some little tidbits in there. And now that I'm feeling better and everything, I'm looking forward to making some more podcasts. So keep your eye out. As always, love you guys. Hope you have a good rest of your day. Thank you for listening.